in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And in this week's podcast, we bring you...
Go Penguins, the special one.
Art on the waterfront.
Shoot Liverpool.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. News. News this week. News this week, Ian, is I believe you've been going penguin mad. I was going to say you've been going super lambanaring mad, but that would be wrong. Penguins. Penguins are the new super lambananas. You are a new penguin.
That's right, I'm a penguin. Art in Liverpool is going to have our own penguin special. We call him the special one, because it's Art in Liverpool and they're special. and it's different from all the others. But what we need, obviously, is an artist to design it for us. So it'll be various companies around the city are sponsoring these Go Penguins, which is this year's version of the Go Superland Bananas, and there'll be an Art in Liverpool one. So we're from... next Monday, what date's that? 17th. We'll be posting out details, and we want artists to quickly, because the deadline is September the 4th, to quickly design our Go Penguin, and of course the other Wild in Art penguins as well.
Now, is it an emperor penguin? You know, one of the very large emperor penguins. They are the emperor of all penguins.
I don't know what type of penguin it is. Actually, it's designed. It's not an exact replica of a penguin. I don't think it's been designed by somebody. It's 150 centimeters tall.
Are you being a little bit radical here?
Radical? Why?
Well, because it's not the same as all the others. You want to go, hold on a minute, we want a little one which is a little bit different, and it'll have three wings or something.
Oh no, sorry, ours is the same base penguin as the others.
Not that they're base, but...
No, but using the same basic design. It is one of the other 100-odd Go Penguins. But yeah, we just want ours to be special. So we want artists to design it with Art in Liverpool in mind, what we do, what we're about, our ethos and so on, and that's it. So yeah, watch out for details from next Monday, but meanwhile, get to work on the other penguins as well.
Okay, Oaks, that's something to look out for there, and I shall be submitting ideas based on coffee spills. And we should say where we are. We should say we're in Static Gallery. Not Static. I've been drinking another lovely cup of Static's very fine coffee, so much better than Fax coffee. And I'm not getting a retainer from Static for saying that either.
No, but it is true. I agree, yes. And it's quieter here. They don't go shooting pigeons here.
They didn't shoot that pigeon, did they? They didn't shoot the pigeon. I heard about the pigeon that was in Fat Cafe. They didn't shoot it, did they?
Yes, apparently. Not them personally. They called in Rentokil. And apparently, yeah, he came in with a rifle and shot it.
I thought it was an art installation as well. Well, there is news for you. There is news. They shot the pigeon in the cafe. The pigeon wasn't served up in the cafe, although it was suggested that that might take place. And it was suggested that I was going to be one of the people that would be served pigeon pie. I was shocked. But I thought, you know, it would have swooshed out.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think there's better ways. I mean, Rentokil experts, and you'd think, I know, throw a blanket over it or... find a big box over it or something, but apparently that's what happened. So yeah, a few of the staff and customers weren't too happy about it. So yeah, and it must happen. It has happened before, I'm sure. Penguins have got trapped in...
Penguins?
Well, yeah, we could get people could go around shooting penguins next, couldn't they? there's an idea for our design. Yeah, a bullet hole in its head or something. But yes, pigeons do occasionally get trapped inside buildings, and I hope they don't go around getting shot all the time.
No, it'd be particularly messy as well, especially depending on where they are. Well, that's a real shame. I've never said that, you know. Anyway, moving on. What else has been going on in the news? I hear there's a beach in town.
That's right, yes, there's a beach in Williamson Square. Not a real beach, but it is made out of sand. So it's called an urban beach. And apparently there's been a few of these around. There's been one in Nottingham and Brick Lane, Truman Brewery area. And so they're obviously quite popular. And it's good. Yeah, we had a look last week. There's it's not very big, but it's a square within Williamson Square of sand. And there's deck chairs, they provide deck chairs, buckets and spades and so on, and there's people there making sure it's all clean and tidy, and so very popular, loads of kids there.
We're not that far from the sea here, are we? I mean, we're really, really not that far from the sea. It does kind of beggar the question as to, you know, why bother when you're not that far from the sea?
Yeah, true. But someone did say you could go to Crosby Beach, but then you wouldn't get the wonderful view of the Liverpool Football Shop.
That's true. Unless maybe you could encourage the Liverpool Football Shop to open up on Crosby Beach.
That's an idea, yes. Maybe some of the statues standing there can move a bit faster than Liverpool players sometimes. But they could just provide more. It's nice to sit in Williams Square or Cumbie sometimes around the fountain there and maybe have a coffee or something. You don't really need some sand, I don't suppose. It's something to occupy the children.
Yeah, while they're sitting there getting sunburned. Anyway, moving on. Also in the also in the news.
This Ebbin Beach thing is. It's all throughout August, but on Thursdays during August, as part of the Liverpool retail people, the BID, it's called, Business in Development, they organise this Alive After Five thing, just to remind people that a lot of the shops are open later on a Thursday, so get along after five. And so there's various events going on, and including Urban Canvas, local artists who do a lot of pavement art and organise live art events. So they've been doing stuff on Bold Street. It started last week. They had a few things going on in Bold Street. People, pavement art or building things from blocks. There's giant Connect 4 there. All kinds of things like that. Photography going on. So they will be somewhere in Bold Street for each of these Thursday evenings during August.
Now, wasn't there a bit of a kerfuffle last week because of some of the images which were drawn on the pavement?
Apparently, yes. What Urban Canvas do is they ask various artists to come along and get involved, do different things. And one of the artists, Tony Mallon, did this installation, which was talking about the climate, what we've done to our planet, and so part of the installation was representing dead babies. They were just dolls wrapped up in white bandages and a little sign saying "What have we done to the planet?" or something like that. And so apparently some people took offence to this and complained to the council. So a bit controversy there.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. Well, hopefully it did open other people's eyes while it was there to the fact that, you know, we are slowly destroying the planet and that it won't be our children won't have anything like the resources to work with that we have.
That's right, yes, and the artist was there, and so when a lot of people did ask about it, the organiser suggested, well, talk to the artist and get him to explain what it's about, and a lot of people were happy with that, but then some people maybe just saw it and thought, well, that's awful, and went away and complained. Yeah, it's good to have something. Most of it's quite simple fun, but it's good to have some challenging works as well, isn't it?
Some people do like to live in their own little bubble, don't they?
You talking to me?
No. Okay, and there's the news this week. Roundup of the week. Now, bounding through Roundup of the week, I will try not to interrupt, but bounding through Roundup of the week, tell us about Sorry, that's not the sound going funny there, as it does occasionally. Slow Magic at the Blue Coat. I had to get that in. You tell us about Slow Magic. Tell us about... No, I won't do it again.
Tell you about Slow Magic, but quickly, because we're bounding through it as the coffee machine gets bashed. This is the new show at the Blue Coat, and it is really good. Slow Magic, it's all about painting. Paintings by about half a dozen international artists. And it's very good. And we went to... There was a talk on the Saturday by one of the artists, Vincent Falsetta. He's a Texan, and that was really interesting. There's going to be some more talks later on in late August, early September. It's a good show.
Brilliant. Okay, now there's been lots of tweets about this. There's Peter Mook at Peter Mook and Salty Shutter and all various. Salty Shutter's just had a baby, and congratulations to him and his good lady and lovely baby. But the Fab Collective people, they've got a show on at St. Luke's. It was closed when I walked past it today. Is it good?
It is very good, yes. It's 26, I think, photographers, one photograph of theirs each, and each photograph is linked to a quote about Liverpool. So you get the two together, and it's really interesting, really nice photographs. As you say, they're all good local photographers. You can follow them, most of them, on Twitter if you can work out their names and what they're up to. And every time something exciting happens in Liverpool, they put it on Twitter so other people go and see and take more photographs, etc., etc. They formed a group called Fab Collective and put on this exhibition at St. Luke's. But as you say, it's closed, and it's apparently this is due to unforeseen circumstances. Don't know what. It's closed until next week. So it'll open again on Thursday, the 20th of August. And then it's open until the end of August. But they may add on another weekend to compensate for the closure this week.
That's, oh, I mean, it's run by Urban Strawberry Lunch, isn't it? Ambrose and Liz. So maybe something's gone on there and the two of them are about to dash off for some reason. So good luck. Good luck to the Fab Collective. I want to get down there and have a look myself, which I've missed it as it's closed on the way here. Now, music on the waterfront. I missed John McGurk from Tenant Spin. He was singing. I missed him. Somebody was there telling me the next day, and I was about pub singers. Oh, there was a whole pile of pub singers. They were really fantastic, and I was thinking, oh yeah, I really believe you. And John McGurk, and I went, oh no, not John. No, I miss John McGurk. So music on the waterfront. How was that? And while you're telling us about music on the waterfront, tell us also about art on the waterfront.
Yes, John McGurk, we missed him as well, even though we went to the concert. It was raining so much, we had to leave because it was just too wet, and he was on later. And he plays the spoons. I don't think he sings. He might sing as well, but his real party piece is playing the spoons very well. So we saw a few acts. We left when Elvis came on.
Elvis came on?
Yeah, he's a special mystery guest. Yeah, he sounded okay from a distance as we walked away. But yeah, this was a Friday night, the first night the Liverpool Philharmonic were playing. The orchestra were there, and there were these pub singers. This is another replay of a Capital of Culture event last year. One of the commissioned events that took place in the Philharmonic Hall last year, organised by Jonathan Raisin. It was even on the Culture Show last year. Featured it, but yeah, it's pub singers, so not really my cup of tea, but a lot of people there, a lot of family and friends enjoying it, but it was chucking it down, so we left before it finished.
Now Jonathan Raisin, he also organises something regularly at View2 Gallery, Little Voices, is it?
Lost Voices,
not Little Voices. I'm thinking of a film.
Yeah, and he's a musician himself. Yeah, plays piano mostly, I think. But yeah, he organises some really good events at View 2. It's every month. I think it's the last Thursday of each month. So they're very good at View 2.
Now, tell us about Art on the Waterfront. What's been going on there? What's coming up?
Yeah, that's this week. This is a series of three things on the waterfront. There was music on the waterfront. Then this weekend it's Art on the Waterfront. And in September, coinciding with the Abandoned Normal Devices Festival, is Film on the Waterfront. So this weekend, yes, it's Friday, Saturday and Sunday, Art on the Waterfront, all the Pierhead and Albert Dock area. A lot of stuff being organised through Tate Liverpool to coincide with their colour chart exhibition. So lots of colourful stuff going on, lots of kids' activities and more stuff in the evening. I think it's Saturday evening, there's a thing called Luminosity, where they're projecting things onto the buildings around there. What else? Yeah, lots of family-friendly things. Music, dance, interactive animations, lots of colour-themed street theatre, aquatic installations as well.
So that's this weekend, and colour-themed things takes us on very nicely to Brouhaha. The Brouhaha Parade. This was a couple of weeks ago now, and there was the Samba Parade. You got the Samba Parade, I got the Brouhaha Parade. Tell us about Samba first, and I'll tell you about Brouhaha.
Yeah, the Samba Parade is the one in the evening, started at 8:30 from same area, Cambridge Street, isn't it? And then down through along Hope Street, Hartman Street, around Concert Square, and onto Chinatown. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good. Similar to Brouhaha, I suppose, but it's samba, so it's the Brazilian style. Almost all drumming, not much else instrumentally, and the dancing and the martial arts dance they do.
Capoeira,
something like that. Yes. yeah, that was good fun.
Now that's Roger Morris there that does the Samba Parade. And Brouhaha, well, we got down there because it had been raining. I had a quick chat with Giles very, very briefly, and he said, you know, they'd been up since early, but it had been raining during the morning. My guess is they started later. So by the time they'd worked their way to the park, it must have been something like 2 o'clock. I thought they'd be here a lot earlier than that. But thankfully, they all paraded into Prince's Park. There was loads of them, but loads of them were really tired. But getting to the park, and some of them would, you know, still be beating the drums and doing various different things. But God bless them. God bless them. They must have been tired. But some of them were still dancing. But it was really good. We stayed around. Again, loads of fantastic food there. Loads of fantastic things to do. Another great event in Princes Park. Just, you know, great to be out in that park and having that kind of atmosphere. So that was really good. And as you said, videos on YouTube for the Samba Parade. You've put them up already. And of course, they're on Definite Media TV. See if you can Google that and find it. If you can, let me know. Now, also coming up, or also something that has gone on. Tell us about the exhibition, George Harrison exhibition, memorabilia exhibition.
This exhibition is just on for a few weeks till about mid-September in St. George's Hall. Of George Harrison memorabilia. Yes, there was a concert there for George. I think it was the 1st of August, wasn't it? 1st of August, yeah, there's a concert there. And then they opened the exhibition as well. It's in the room up on the second or third floor. And yeah, it's memorabilia. So it's posters. His sitar. First time I've seen a sitar close up. It's very interesting. I like sitar. And a guitar. I don't know if it's his original or not. Old records, letters, Beatles fan club magazines, and yeah, heart-shaped glasses. He didn't have the round glasses like John ended. He had heart-shaped glasses, sunglasses. So there. So it was all that sort of thing that I think you'd expect at one of these things. But we were wondering, because it's like just a temporary exhibition, it really needs a permanent home, I think. Because you can't put on you can't do it justice when it's only a temporary thing for a few weeks. You know, all this stuff in cabinets, you need specially built, specially housed things. So maybe it should just be in the Beatles story or something.
Or maybe just, you know, there's Sergeant Pepper's Cafe in Allerton. That's empty, derelict at the moment. Derelict. So that'd be a good place to have it. Encourage the tourists to spend a bit of money outside of town.
Yeah, they're, I read this week that might be opening again. It's been in dispute for a few years, but apparently there's some plan to just make it a bit higher or something, first floor.
Yeah, they want to stick another story on it, and you're just again, no. It'll ruin the sight lines of the lovely church and, you know, ruin Penny Lane, I think, if they stick something awful. You know, and let's face facts, the architects these days, God, blimey. God, they could do with learning a few tricks. You know, they'll stick something, you know, be made out of red brick, and, you know, it'll stand out like a sore thumb.
Or it could be made out of Meccano. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Okay, so, yeah, you're right. It could do with a permanent home. But moving on, before we get to Meccano, we've got another couple of things to cover. Revolver at the Blue Coat Barbershop. Revolver, is this, again, a Beatles theme?
No, well, maybe it's hinting at it, but it's actually... A series of exhibitions organised by James Quinn, who's an artist based in the Blue Coat, and it's at the Lost Soul and Stranger Service Station, otherwise known as the old barber shop at the Blue Coat. And so he's curated, it's four artists over, and they each get 2 weeks. So it's not four artists together, it's four different artists of 2 weeks each, one after the other. So at the moment it's his own stuff, that's James Quinn for a couple of weeks, and then it's Hamish McDonald, I think, and a couple of others. Anyway, James Quinn's work's really good. He's been in other shows at the Blue Coat recently. Very good artist. So I recommend you go along to them. So watch out for them every 2 weeks.
Now, also, I hear that you've been getting, or you've been trying to get, taxis. Taxis from one side of a canal to another side of a canal. How's that been working out? I don't think it'd work out for me, but it might have been working out better for you.
Yeah, and it's an upside down taxi as well.
I've been in that one. I've been in that one. At least that's the way it felt.
Yeah. This is organised by the Biennial and other agencies. They're the Mersey Basin Campaign, I think, and others. A lot of the work they're doing on the canals in the Sefton area. So this particular bit is in Bootle, the back of St. Winnie's primary school. It's a closed down primary school, but you can get round to the back of it and there's a canal there. It's lovely. I haven't never been there before. And one of the things they've done, they've commissioned various artists to come over and do all kinds of things. And this one, I'm sorry, I haven't got the artist's name, but he had this idea of taking an old black cab, Hackney cab, and turning it upside down, taking all the stuff out and making it waterproof somehow, and then putting tires on the outside to protect it so you don't bash into the walls too much, and have a taxi ride along the canal. And so it stops at various points along the canal, like Bankhall and other places, Litherland, and it's supposed to run Friday, Saturday and Sunday until September 20th, and it's free, and so it stops at St. Winnie's on the hour every hour. when it's running. But we went there on Saturday and it wasn't working for some reason, so we didn't even get to see it. But there's also some swan pedalos there. You can have a go on them. A few people there having great fun.
And did you have a go on the swan pedalos?
No, I was too lazy. They look like quite hard work. You have to pedal quite hard. And we had other things to go to anyway. We didn't want to stay too long. And we really left the taxi.
And you must remember, be sensible when you're going on those swan pedalos. Don't go out too far. Don't get carried away by those currents.
That's right, yes. Not much of a current there, but there's lots of raisins. Currents, raisins, yes. Very good. There's a lot of plants, water lilies and so on, that you can get the pedals tangled up in. And but yeah, I think you only go for a small section of the canal with the pedalos and then come back.
Excellent. I might well pop up then. It sounds like a fun thing to do for a day. Now, Alta, I believe you've been star spotting. I was reading on your blog today that there's I don't know, stars in the sky that are going to be falling to Earth. Meteors. The Earth's being crushed by meteors tonight. But this will be too late because we're only recording this now. But star spotting down the Albert Dock, what's all that about?
This is James May, who...
He is not a star.
He's not one of my idols, but he's a celebrity. He's used to present Top Gear along with the other guy who we won't mention. But now he's doing this new programme for the BBC called Toy Story, where you might have read, there's been various articles in the papers, he's building a house out of, a real life-size house out of Lego. He had a garden in the Chelsea Flower Show, I think, or the Hampton Flower Show, completely made out of plasticine. So he's doing these massive projects made out of things from our childhood toys. And so he was in Liverpool last weekend, building a bridge out of Meccano, because of course the link is that the Meccano factory was in Liverpool for many years before it all closed. And so Liverpool University architecture students and staff were involved in designing it and constructing it, and he just presents the program, really. He doesn't actually build the thing himself, I'm sure. So there they were on the new canal extension, right in front of the Liver building, recording this program and lowering this Meccano bridge onto the canal. And somebody said, somebody twittering again, someone said they dropped it and got a bit bent. But it seemed okay when we went along.
Good. Well, you know what? I hope he is giving, you know, those architecture students a good lesson. This is how you build something for real. None of that, you know, let's throw up a few concrete blocks and call it an apartment. But very interesting, because I know one of the Fab Collective, one of these four, you know, these Fab Collective photographers, they were twittering about it, and they were saying, they share the same birthday as the bloke who invented Meccano, and also his aunt used to work in the factory. So that's very interesting. So yeah, I got to figure out, yeah, somewhere here in Liverpool.
That's right. Oh yeah, but actually, I said on Facebook, I think that more interesting was they made a Liver Bird out of Meccano as well. It's on like a plinth with a clock on it. Looks just like the Liver Bird, and that's really nice. So it'll feature in the program. I was trying to find when these programs are going to be broadcast, but I couldn't find it anywhere. There's lots of articles about these programs being made, but when it's going to be broadcast, I don't know. But it's a BBC thing.
Let's hope it turns out well, and the quality of the program means that it will get broadcast. Now, also, you've got something else to tell us about down the dock. What else has been going on down the dock?
Yeah, we've been on the water a lot, or near water all week, haven't we? The guys who do the yellow duck marine things, or whacker quackers, which we only just discovered are actually owned by the Beetle Story now. The original people were struggling, and Beetle Story bought them out. And now they went from one or two of these duck marines to four. And now they're nearly always fully booked. So they thought, well, we'll come up with like an alternative option of a boat, just a cruise around the docks area. And so that was launched this week, and we had a go on it at the launch, and we enjoyed it. So unlike the Wacker Quacker, it doesn't go out on the streets, and it doesn't go splashing in and out of the water. It's much more gentle, just gentle cruise around Albert Dock, Salthouse Dock, Wapping, King's Dock, the Coburg Dock, where it goes past the marina, so you can see all the fancy yachts there as well. And that's nice. And it only costs £5. That's good value. So another thing to do.
It's all right. It sounds great. I'd like to have a go. I'm just strangely being distracted by somebody. Are they using a lathe of some sort? Or as we're in static, there's somebody using a wood cutting machine of some sort. Very interesting. Anyway, it's been a long time since I've seen that kind of thing. Anyway, that's the roundup of the past 2 weeks. This week.
Yeah.
This week. Ian, what's going on? What's coming up? What's it all about then?
Just opened at the International Gallery in Slater Street. and it's on till the end of August, and it's open 3 till 6 each day, is Unclaimed Photographs. And this is a project that came out of one of the photography places in Bold Street closed down, and they threw all the stuff into the skip at the back, and there were bin bags full of photographs that people hadn't claimed, that it hadn't developed there and hadn't collected them, or maybe they're reject or whatever. Anyway, bin bags full of photographs. And so Becky Williams and others from the art organisation grabbed them and have been sort of trying to find out like the owners of these photographs and things like that, matching them up to people. And so they're going to exhibit them all in Slater Street in the International Gallery there. And then after the exhibition, so people coming in to sort of tell us stories about these photographs, and then they actually take them away with them at the end of the show.
That's really interesting. I like that. I like it. I really like it. I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. I like it. Right. Let's move on then.
Yeah, I like it too, but I haven't actually seen it yet, but it sounds intriguing, doesn't it? Intriguing.
I really like that. I really like it. It's kind of odd, and it's kind of, you know, that it's great to get this. Anyway, let's hurry up.
Okay. Also, just opened at Editions, I think called Portraits and Creatures, work by Hannah Frey and Liz Monks. Should be really good. Again, we haven't seen it. We're going to actually go and have a look at this tonight. They're prints of bugs, birds, and arachnids, as well as some portraits. I'm not familiar with Liz Monks' work, I don't think, but Hannah Frey we've seen before. She was really fantastic, large drawings, but they're also sort of puts different layers of, lots of layers of paper and cuts them. So they're sort of a 3D effect of portraits, but in 3D made from paper. Fantastic thing.
Now, also coming up tomorrow night, although depending on when you're listening to this, coming up on Wednesday the 12th to Friday the 14th of August, not very long, but Red Dot Recycling Week 2009. Are they recycling an old exhibition, maybe? Tell us.
Okay. That coffee was too strong, I think. So I haven't got the times, but yes, obviously it's Red Dot, and it's a recycling week. So they run various workshops and events on recycling. I think they're all daytime things, and I can't even remember where they are. I think the LCAD. I think they're at LCAD. So all details are on the website. Red Dot Recycling Week, Wednesday the 12th to Friday the 14th. Various venues.
Get along if you can. Have a look on artinliverpool.com for more details. Now, coming up Thursday. Let's have a look. Thursday, 13th of August. 1, 2, 3 openings that day. Tell us, start off with St. Helens Camera Club Annual Exhibition. At the Godfrey Pilkington Gallery. Tell us about this.
That's the gallery that's in the library, isn't it? It's above the library in St. Helens. Haven't been there for a while. They have regular exhibitions, and the latest one is this St. Helens Camera Club Annual Exhibition. So that's... The viewing is on this Thursday the 13th from 7 till 9. Then you can dash from St. Helens back into town and go to Egg Space latest exhibition, launched on Thursday from 7 till 9. Another group exhibition curated by Headspace, various artists involved in that. But then earlier in the day, in Queen Square, there's the Art and Design in the City. You may remember, I think it was last month, they had stalls in the courtyard at the front of the Blue Coat. Again, local arts and crafts, designer makers and so on, had lots of stalls there, some really good stuff. And so they're having one in Queen Square. Opens on Thursday, 3 o'clock through till 7, because remember, it's late night Thursdays. And then during the day, Friday and Saturday, 11 till 5. It's in that Queen Square area, you know, the back of the Marriott Hotel, and where all the restaurants are there.
And it's run by Loca Art?
Yeah, L-O-A-C-A Art. I can't remember what the L-O-A-C-A stands for. They've got their own website, loacaart.co.uk, which got more details of the events and which artists are involved in it.
Okay, brilliant. So have a look there for more details. We've already mentioned Art on the Waterfront, the events this Friday through till Sunday from the 14th to the 16th. However, also on the Saturday, if you're not an Art on the Waterfront, the open day at Edgehill Station. There used to be fantastic things going on there last year when it was, you know, City of Culture. What's going on this Saturday coming?
That's right, yes. Last year there were a few events there, and it was all very good. People like Alan Al were involved, and international artists. Again, it's the biennial were involved in that, but it's actually organised and run by Metal, based in Edgehill. And yes, but then they just had sort of one small space on Edgehill Station on one of the platforms, but now they've been working since then on some of the other buildings on the other platforms, and that's all ready to open up to the public now. So this Saturday the 15th from 11 o'clock onwards, what's they doing? I'm trying to remember what they're doing now. It's to do with people have memories about the station. It is actually the oldest passenger railway station in the world, but I think maybe there's not been a lot of documentation about the history of the place and what's gone on, so they're encouraging anybody from the community to come in and tell their stories about any memories they have of the station, and so they'll archive it and create a permanent record. And also you can people be able to look around these new wonderful new spaces, which will be used for exhibitions quite soon.
I got off there once, off the train from Manchester, got off there, it was pouring down with rain, I got soaked, didn't have an umbrella, I had to walk up the ramp, walk down the road to the top of Smithtown Road and get a bus. Is that the kind of a memory that they're looking for?
Possibly. Doesn't getting off his head chill have another meaning as well?
Yeah. Does it? What is it?
Oh, it's one stop before, anyway, getting off the edge hill. Yeah. but actually, what you might not realise, if you get off at Edge Hill, it's also handy for transport. Like maybe you only walk down the road to Smithdown Road, but if you get off at Lime Street, sometimes you can't get a bus from there. It's actually easier to get off at Edge Hill to get to places than it is at Lime Street. But I'm not sure if the train stopped there at all now. Maybe they're very rare in the past and may have stopped altogether, but I'm not sure about that.
See, I think they should have moved the whole of Lime Street station. Well, they couldn't have moved all the Lime Street station out, but they could have moved some of it out to Edge Hill to help regenerate that community around there. They've built a new station there and had the fast trains from Manchester stop in there. It would have been really handy and would have kept all that kind of nonsense going on in the city centre. You could have then turned Lime Street station into retail units. Anyway, enough of my pipe dreams. Also opening this Saturday is Wildlife Photographer of the Year exhibition at the Liverpool Cathedral. I take it you mean the Anglican Cathedral there?
That's right, yes. Officially known as Liverpool Cathedral, but it's the Anglican Cathedral because they were there first, I think, so they got called Liverpool Cathedral.
However, you know, the Metropolitan Cathedral, to give the Paddy's Wigwam its correct title, it was Paddy's Wigwam was completed first.
That's true, yes, yeah. I don't care. Anyway, this sectarian rivalry. but yeah, Liverpool Cathedral, yes, I'm hosting the Wildlife Photographer of the Year, and this is a bit of a coup because it is a big exhibition, this the Photographer of the Year exhibition. It's been on, I think I saw it in Liverpool Museum a few years ago, and so I'm not sure how long it's on for, but it opens on Saturday the 15th. It's a national exhibition, some really, really good photographs of wildlife, so get that. Oh, and there's it's just, I think it's just on the opening. Oh, yeah, at the opening and also on the bank holiday Monday, the end of August, there'll be some live owls and hawks flying around in the cathedral.
Okay, what we want to do is keep the person away from fact who shot the pigeon. We want to keep them away from the Anglican Cathedral. Otherwise, there will be, my God, there'll be uproar in the newspapers. But so you might be able to do a bit of flying, the hawk and owls and things. Have you ever done that?
Not me, no. I'm not really keen on that, so, you know, being vegan and into... not exploiting animals in any way. I think just leave birds to fly on their own. Why tether them and use them as entertainment? Leave them alone.
It's quite good fun, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it, yeah.
Other people. Okay, yeah, well, I'll stand here and watch and criticise from a distance. Yeah, that's terrible. Look, see that? See the way it's landing on his arm? See the way they're feeding it now? They shouldn't be doing that at all. Anyway, moving on to the next thing, this sounds really great, and I'm really excited about it. Shoot Liverpool. No, that's... Yeah, we're on about the birds again. Oh, my dear God.
Yeah, the name is sort of maybe deliberately... Shoot Liverpool, it means photography, and this is the third year they've been here. They're a London-based company, and they do lots of these events around London and indeed internationally, and the last 2 years they've done this at Tate, but this year it's at Blue Coat, and photographers or anybody who wants to take some pictures buys a ticket, and you do this as a group of two or four, preferably in a group. And this year it's slightly different because you get given it's on the theme of the Pied Piper, I think, and you get given a sort of part of Liverpool or part of the story, and you have to go around the streets of Liverpool to make a storyboard out of it using your photographs. And then you come back to the Blue Coat at the end of the day, and these get judged, and there's a few different prizes which they award to the winning teams, and I'm one of the judges.
Excellent. Well, I'm thinking about entering, especially because you're one of the judges. I'm glad that you're one of the judges, because I think it's a really spectacular idea. And I know they've done it before, Shoot Experience, isn't it? And I know they've done it before down at the Tate, and you've judged it before at the Tate. But I think I really like the idea. I like the idea of people getting involved in creating that kind of that storyboard, that kind of a, you know, that kind of game where they're going, oh, okay, well, this is, yeah, this is going to be this, this is that. Okay, there, yeah, that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing. It's really going to get you there and makes you go, ha-ha-ha. Bit exciting.
Yeah, because you see so many pictures of Liverpool, parts of Liverpool, but for this, they've got to be really clever and inventive and quite humorous often. I see you do come up with some really wonderful pictures that, yeah, really, you go, wow, or that's really exciting, or really funny, etc. So I'm really looking forward to judging again and seeing all these fantastic pictures. And normally quite a few people get involved, although you do have to buy the tickets now. You can't buy them online because of the complications of how many people is going to be in a group and so on. You have to ring up or go into Blue Coat and buy the tickets. And so, yeah, more people that get involved, the better, because everyone comes back at the end of the day into the Blue Coat and they have, like, they project the winning. They go through the whole photographs and everyone sits and applauds. And so I thought it's great fun.
Okay, so that's Shoot Liverpool. Again, no reference to any birds at all. Now, the Piazza Art Markets. What's going on at the Piazza Art Markets? Or should I just say, this Sunday, the 16th of August, from 11 till 4, at the Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral, the one that was built first. Bustling open-air market showcasing original creations by local artists and makers. Any names?
No, I'm not sure. Actually, it can vary. This is the art market on the Piazza at the Cathedral, which they have on the third Sunday of every month through the summer. And so sometimes it's the same people book the whole summer. Others just have 1 or 2 weeks. So it changes each time. It's interesting. And hopefully there'll be the farmers market on Hope Street again the third Sunday. So we do both. Living on Hope Street, we go to the farmers market and then the art market, and that's it. Then we've got our food and art for the week.
So that's coming up this Sunday, the 16th of August, between 11 and 4. Okay, and that is the week ahead. Further ahead, Ian, what's going on further ahead? Tell us. Oh, Beatles Week. You've already got your wig, have you, from the charity fundraiser thing, Matthew Street Festival and the Fringe. Talking about fringes, don't forget that there is a hairdresser's of some sort in Static on Roscoe Lane. So if you're looking for your haircut, pop in here. Don't ask me who it is, but do you know who it is?
I don't actually know, no. But yeah, there is a hairdresser here. There's lots of things here at Static.
You can
do nice coffee,
and you can have your hair cut while listening to a wood turner.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. That's the model studio, not model as in model built models, because that was a very large scale model of Liverpool. It used to be in Liverpool Vision, and then it was somewhere else, and that was built here in Static, or it was updated here anyway. Anyway. Beatles. Yes. Got me wig, and I should be wearing it every day during Beatles Week as I go around all the pubs and clubs of Liverpool, endlessly listening to Beatles music by cover bands. I can't remember the dates, but anyway, it's the last week in August, isn't it, as always. But coinciding with that, as usual, annually, there's exhibitions at the Liverpool Academy of Arts. They always have this thing called Come Together. So I don't know how many, it's over more than 10 years they've been doing this now. That opens on the 18th of August until the 3rd of September. That's just an open exhibition of art on the Beatles theme. And together with that, there's an exhibition called Beatles for Sale by Cheshire artist Len Elan. That's solo artwork exhibition, again all pictures of Beatles, etc.
There's an awful lot going on. And what is it, 31st of August is Matthew Street Festival, the bank holiday weekend here in Liverpool as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
there's also a Fringe Matthew Street Festival now, which might be more interesting. That's various clubs around Liverpool doing other music things as well.
Yeah, so you know, you can listen to a bit of Beatles music, and you know, when you're really tired of that, then go along to the Fringe.
Yeah.
Now, also going up, we've already mentioned, have you mentioned Come Together? Tuesday the 18th of August to the 3rd of September at Liverpool Academy Arts, you have. Okay, Beatles for Sale, have you mentioned that?
Yes, you have.
You've mentioned, I was trying to take a photograph very badly. Have you mentioned Decomposition by Soup? I remember we were talking, we haven't mentioned this so far today, but we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago. And so tell us about this show.
That's right, yes, we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago as further ahead, and now it's still further ahead, but not quite so far, because it opens on Wednesday the 19th of August, that's the private viewing, 6 till 8 at CUC on the 5th floor, Decomposition by Super, the group of artists who also work for a Tate at Liverpool Tate. There's quite a large number of them involved in Tate in one way or another, working as attendants or helping to hang the artwork, etc., etc. And so they quite often have these exhibitions of their own work at various places. So that opened on the 19th at CUC, and it's called Decomposition. It'll be workshop as well. Full details of those are on the Art and Liverpool website.
Brilliant, thank you very much. And we won't mention Gaspacci. we know it hurts them. James Quinn, also that very same week, James Quinn, Thursday the 20th of August. There's a talk by James Quinn from the Slow Magic exhibition.
Yeah, I mentioned James Quinn earlier. He's the guy who's created this Revolver show at the Blue Coat, the old barber shop, but he's a Blue Coat based artist, and he's giving a talk on the other exhibition in the main Blue Coat exhibition called Slow Magic, which he's not involved in, but he's giving a talk about it because maybe he's a good talker. and he's there, he's been going to the artist talks, and he's giving his he's really into painting, and it's a painting exhibition, so he's presenting his thoughts on painting and responding to the works in the show. So that's a talk on the Thursday, 20th of August at 6 o'clock. But then at the same time, there's the second one of his series of exhibitions in Revolver in the old barbershop there. And this is the artist Hamish McDonald. Again, another painter. We'll see what that's like.
Okay, that's the Lost Soul and Stranger Service Station. Otherwise known as the LSSSSSSS, which is now in competition with the MCCCCC, which is the Merseyside Caribbean Council Community Centre. Anyway, in competition with each other. Okay, now also coming up further ahead on Thursday the 20th of August, A Degree of Uncertainty. Oh yeah, we've had some Facebook stuff through from this. An arena. Now, does it mean arena or does it mean the old arena space? I was kind of confused.
No, this is the new arena studios and gallery on the first floor of the elevator building that's around the back of CUC, facing onto Parliament Street, the entrance to Leaf Cafe. And they've had a couple of shows there now. They've been really good. And this one showcases the work of recent fine art graduates from Northwest universities, including Liverpool John Moores and Liverpool Hope, and Central Lancashire and Preston, and Manchester Metropolitan. So I'm not sure who exactly has curated it. Somebody from Arena will have curated it, and so that should be good.
Brilliant. Okay, well, it's not a short show this week, is it, Ian? I'd like to say thank you very much, and it's time for us to go.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening, and don't forget to listen out next week for the James May, the interview that Ian did with James May, and don't forget to watch some sci-fi movies and horror movies on Definite TV. But enjoy. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for downloading from Definite Media.